What age were you when you got married?
21.
Gosh, that's quite young. And so how did you meet your husband?
I met him through a lady. She had a baby linen shop, and I was working with children at a time, a baby actually, and another child in Shawlands. And she had a shop in Shawlands, and I went in to buy something for the baby. It was a baby's birthday. And she, the lady, said, "You from Germany?" I said, "Yes, I am." And I didn't like to tell them at the time because the war was so in. She says, "Don't worry telling me, because I have a sister-in-law. She comes from Germany. She comes from Bavaria." I said, "Well, I was from quite near there." And she says, "If you like, I'll take you to Paisley one day." And she took a liking to me and asked me to a house in Shawlands. And then she took me to Paisley, and I met the woman from Germany. But I didn't know what was her background or anything at the time. And she seemed to take a liking to me and took me out and visited me. I was in lodgings at the time, and I remember I paid 4 shillings a week for my digs. 4 shillings.
But that was probably still most of your money, I would imagine.
It must be, but...
So if you were in lodgings but you were looking after the two children, did you go every
daily?
You went daily. And where were your lodgings?
Because I had a job as a baby before, and I was up every night with the wee one, and very hard work that at the time, and I said, "I'll get another job." And I had two children to look after, and they were older. And it was quite a good job, you know. So
You went to Paisley and you met the lady from Bavaria?
My mother-in-law.
Oh, she became your mother-in-law.
I met her, and she took a liking to me, invited me to her house. And then I stayed in... There was a family, Cohen, a Jewish family, and I worked for them. And you know, outside Glasgow, I can't remember now the place. Can't remember. It would come to me later on.
So you worked for the Cohen family?
For the Cohen family, yes.
And they had children?
They were Jewish.
Yes, but how many children did they have?
I think it was two boys.
And did you live with them? Did you live in their house?
No, I worked daily.
Daily.
That was when you were in the lodgings?
Yes.
So you went to Paisley, and did your...
I met my future mother-in-law. I didn't know at the time. And she invited me back, and she came to visit me, and she brought her son with her. And I always remember I went for a walk with him to Cathkin Brace.
Right.
A state at a time near Rutherglen.
Right. Ah, yes, that's a quite easy route to get there.
I worked to that family Cohen.
So you went to the Cathkin Brace, which is still, I have to say, it's still where young couples go.
That's right. That's how, and I couldn't get peace with him. He came every second day whenever he could. He was working, but just came to see me all the time.
And what age was he at that time, if you were 20?
He'd be about 4 years older.
Right. So he was obviously very taken with you then.
Well, he was taken with me. I wasn't taken that much with him, but I couldn't get peace. He was after me all the time, and I don't know. But when I married him, he took quite a lot of drink. And it was very hard to suffer, especially when I was expecting at the time, and I just put up with it because I was on my own here. When you're on your own and no folks to guide you or anything, you just put up with an awful lot.
And also, if you had five children as well, that would be...
I seemed to... He only needed to look at me and I was pregnant. But I had an operation because I didn't take my monthly. And once I started to take it, it came very heavy. And every time he looked at me, I was pregnant.
Am I right in remembering that when you started selling jewellery... Was it Mr. Stackis?
I used to go to Stackis' place.
Tell Angela how that came about.
Stackis the restaurant?
Yes.
Oh, right. How did that happen?
I used to go to the restaurant and sell stuff.
I think you would have done quite well.
They gave me permission. I asked for permission.
But why did he give you permission?
I don't know.
Because he had been a peddler.
Was he? I didn't know that.
His mother sent him over with lace.
Lace? You, imagine that.
You told me that.
I think something... It must have escaped my memory.
Frida told me that when she was struggling with selling the jewellery, she was in West Nile Street. And Stackis had opened up his first steak bar. This is
he
what
he did very well, didn't he?
He did.
And she went in to see if, and she spoke to a waiter to see if she could sell to the customers. She really needed to sell. And the waiter said, oh, but the waiter told her to come back. And when she came back a wee while later, Miss Rio Stackis was there. And they had a long conversation and he said, you can come and sell your jewelry.
I had to go down to the dining room and lay out my things, whatever I was selling at the time.
It was for the staff, not the
customers. For the staff.
And he said he came with lace that his late mother had made from Cyprus, and he peddled it round the doors, and he had great admiration.
He was a very nice man, so he was, and so was she. They were both nice.
I'm also very impressed that you have a very strong Scottish Glasgow accent. You have no accent at all.
I'm Scottish now.
Absolutely. but, you know, since you learnt English when you were 18,
yes,
you have a very good...
But I didn't learn a lot of it at the time. I just had to come away from it and then it stopped. I was only learning it for about 8 months or so, the English, and then I came over here.
Ah, so you learnt a bit before you came?
Yes, it helped.
And you obviously have an ear for languages.
I like languages. I learned French for a while at grammar school. I went to grammar school in Kreilsheim. I passed my exam. And that's what I wanted to do, teach languages, but I never got round to it. I'm useless.
So when you learnt English before you came, when you said you learnt a bit of English for about 8 months before you left Germany,
yes, I learned.
Did you go to a class for that?
An evening class.
Right.
It was an evening class. And another woman went, a girl went, she came over with me, and that was Gita Fry.
Ah, so Gita came from a similar part.
She came on the boat over with me.
That's good, so that you weren't coming totally alone.
I don't know what actually happened to Gita now. I think she died.
Did she get married? Did Gita get married?
Married? I think so, yes. I saw her for quite a while, and then all at once it stopped. And nobody could tell me what happened to her. I don't know. We were quite good friends, you know. Just one of those things, I suppose.
After the war, did you get some compensation from the government?
I did. get, and it was a great help because mm-hmm. by that time I had my children mm-hmm. and it was a help mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. me. Mm-hmm. Not an awful lot, but mm-hmm. whatever I could, mm-hmm. it helped, you know, because mm-hmm. I wasn't spoiled for money.
No, not with five children no. to bring up.
And so did you work most of the time as a peddler?
No, I went for a while and then I got married and had children, you mm-hmm. know, and when after I had, I think, my third child, I stopped it because right. it was too much for me, mm-hmm. you know, and I wasn't very well having that baby anyway. It was touch and go at the time. I was really quite ill. It was my kidneys, and I've still got bother with them at times. Mm-hmm. But I just done what I could possibly do, and mm-hmm. I never done anything illegal or not clean, mm-hmm. because I wouldn't have lived with a man if I had my ring on my finger. Mm-hmm. And these no. days
no,
you did
you
that.
Didn't. No, absolutely.
Absolutely not. Frieda, thank you very much for speaking to me.
Well,
it was very interesting.